This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Pawdel to embark on official visit to Japan tonight to mark 70 years of Nepal-Japan diplomatic ties. Home Minister Om Prakash Arial directs officials to coordinate with local representatives ahead of House of Representatives elections. Government to form separate regulator for non-banking financial institutions. And Pakistani military says it has killed 92 militants in Balochistan. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Pawdel is set to embark on an official visit to Japan at the cordial invitation of the government of Japan, marking the 70th anniversary of diplomatic relations between the two countries. President Pawdel will depart tonight at 11:30 p.m. on a Nepal Airlines flight. According to the Foreign Affairs Ministry, President Pawdel on Monday will attend a special reception hosted on behalf of the government of Japan by State Minister for Foreign Affairs Hori Iwao to commemorate the 70th anniversary of Nepal-Japan diplomatic relations. Prior to the reception, the State Minister will pay a courtesy call on the President. President Pawdel is scheduled to pay a state call on Emperor Naruhito at the Imperial Palace in Tokyo on Tuesday. He will also hold talks with Japanese Prime Minister Takayuki Sanai on the same day. During the visit, President Pawdel will also meet members of the Japanese business community and attend a reception hosted in his honor by the Embassy of Nepal. The President will be accompanied by his spouse Savita Pawdel and senior government officials. He's scheduled to return to Kathmandu on Wednesday. Home Minister Om Prakash Arial has directed local administration officials to coordinate and cooperate with people's representatives at the local level before and during the House of Representatives elections. While reviewing election preparations in Khabre yesterday, Home Minister Arial instructed the Chief District Officer and members of the District Security Committee to ensure close coordination at the local level. On the occasion, the Home Minister also received an update on election preparations from Khabre Chief Election Officer Prem Prasad Nirupane. The Election Commission has completed printing ballot papers for the first fast-deposit system in 18 constituencies across 15 districts. The ballot papers were printed at Janak Education Materials Limited in Bhaktapur. According to the Election Commission, ballot papers have been printed for the elections in Dolpa, Mugu, Jumla, Kalikot, Humla, Salyan and Jharkhand. Similarly, ballot papers for Delhi constituencies 1 and 2, Surkhet constituencies 1 and 2, Rukum East, Bajura, Acham constituencies 1 and 2, Kailali constituency 1, Japa constituency 5 and Sunsari constituency 1 have also been printed. Earlier, the Election Commission had printed 20 million ballot papers for the proportional representation system. The government is preparing to form a separate regulatory body to monitor and regulate non-banking financial institutions, including the Employees Provident Fund, Citizens Investment Trust, and Social Security Fund. A recent cabinet meeting approved a five-year strategy from the current fiscal year to establish an institutional mechanism for this purpose. The strategy aims to strengthen the financial fiscal system rather and support economic development through an efficient and inclusive financial framework. These institutions collect large amounts of money from employees in the government, private and informal sectors. However, they currently lack a clear and integrated regulatory framework. The Ministry of Federal Affairs and General Administration has asked all municipalities across the country to provide details of environmental inspectors. At the request of the Ministry of Forest and Environment, the Ministry has written to all provincial and local levels seeking information on the number of environmental inspectors currently working at the federal, provincial and local levels and the number required nationwide. The ministries have asked the concerned officials to submit details in the prescribed format, including whether the existing human resources are sufficient to address environmental issues in the country. Environmental inspectors are responsible for collecting necessary information related to environmental concerns and carrying out essential work for environmental protection. All bridges in the eastern section of the Narayanghat-Butwa Road, a national pride project, have been completed. Out of 34 bridges, 33 have been opened for traffic. According to Project Information Officer Engineer Siba Kanal, on the construction of the Arun River Bridge has also been completed, and efforts are underway to bring it into operation before the 5th of March. The eastern section includes 22 small bridges and 12 large bridges, all of which have now been constructed. Kanal said road expansion work is progressing rapidly, with blacktopping completed in most areas except Downey due to difficult terrain. He added that physical progress of the eastern section has reached 76%. The Narayanghat-Butwal Road expansion project is being implemented with Asian Development Bank support. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Pakistani military says it has killed at least 92 militants following coordinated attacks across 12 cities in Balochistan province on Saturday. The attacks claimed by the Balochistan Liberation Army also left 15 security personnel and 18 civilians dead. According to the BBC, the military accused India of supporting the militants, a claim denied by Delhi. Key administrative buildings in Quetta were sealed, mobile phone services were jammed, and regional train services suspended as precaution. Security forces launched clearance operations across the province, saying the successfully spoiled the militants' plan. Pakistani Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif praised the military and vowed to continue the fighting against terrorism until it is completely eradicated. At least 32 people have been killed in a wave of Israeli airstrikes across the Gaza Strip on Saturday. The BBC cited civil defense officials operated by Hamas as saying children and women were among the dead. In one attack, a helicopter strike hit 10 sheltering displaced people in Khan Yunis. The Israeli military says the strikes targeted Hamas militants in response to violation of the ceasefire agreement, brokered by U.S. President Donald Trump last October. Hamas condemned the attacks and called on the United States to intervene, calling the strikes part of Israel's ongoing brutal war against Gaza. Both sides have accused each other of violating the truce since it came into effect. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast cloudy conditions over the hilly and mountainous regions of Karnali and Sudupasim provinces. Partly cloudy conditions are likely over the remaining mountainous areas, including Koshi province. While the weather will remain mainly fair in the rest of the country, there is a possibility of light snowfall or rain at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of Karnali and Sudupasim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Podil to embark on official visit to Japan tonight to mark 70 years of Nepal-Japan diplomatic ties. Home Minister Om Prakash Oriel directs officials to coordinate with local representatives ahead of House of Representatives elections. Government to form separate regulator for non-banking financial institutions. And Pakistani military says it has killed 92 militants in Balochistan. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.